They call him Punt Fly. Punt the Wild Foul Guy. Punt Fly. Punt the Wild Foul Guy. They call him Rock the Riders. Rock. They call him the Wild Foul Guy.
They call him
Rock the Riders. Rock.
They call him
the Wild Foul Guy.
They call him
Pape G is the rider slide. What's poppin', artist of the day? Let's get it.
Yes, sir. Came a long way from pitching pennies on a sour headliner. Away to daylight as you roll dice in life to get the things to find us. Get it how you live, money can be replaced. Wasting minutes gone forever. Came a long way from pitching pennies on a sour headliner. Away to daylight as you roll dice in life to get the things to find us. Get it how you live, money can be replaced. Wasting minutes gone forever. Foolish pride, hard to swallow. Some wonder why they fail. Not everything has a price. My soul ain't for sale. Some bitter with life. And flunk seventh grade lyrically. Exposed like a skill. On a mission to discredit what's real. False prophets and people astray. And attempt to rewrite the Bible. You need God level. Meaning item. When you advance a higher level. Some despise you when you're rising. Could be the Judas beside you. Plotting that you collide with. The friend to be side with. The type whichever the wind blow. They glide with against the middle. Playing both sides. But when it all fails, the back of your side is a damn fucking complex. So G, it'll be zero below a hill. Frozen over with ice. The industry gas them up. Believing they nice. But it was all hype. The truth came to light. Such as light. Said slowly at the mic. Even lonelier at the bottom. Talent come with a target. Raw product and blossom. Can't stop. What's destined or anointed to prosper. Complexity. Get a mass of stacked dollars. The hustle man. Ingredient of the recipe. Blue collar. Show you hands and swallow through the come up. I remain solid on my hustle. Like John Axe in a four corner. Flashback of Axe and missing lands for a quarter. To play double dragon when we were shorties. From the sandbox to the same block, devil's roaring. When the rains and pours and heaven storming. Strategic in my path, move cautious. Ghetto secrets in the savage lay dormant. Brothers keeper in disguise as woman. First 48 in the prison talking. To decrease time often. Learn to live with regrets and love for love. Careful of them lines you cross. At every level with the sacrifice and flows. Drawing. Came a long way from pitching pennies on a table here in London. Awake to daylight as you roll dice with life. It's finer. Get it how you live. Money can be replaced. Wasting minutes gone forever. Came a long way from pitching pennies on a table here in London. Awake to daylight as you roll dice with life. To get the things for finer. Get it how you live. Money can be replaced. Wasting minutes gone forever.
Ghetto prisoners, neutrons, hustlers, ministers, muftis, princes, governors, regents, five-star elites, two turntables and MICs, a perfect marriage between DJ and MC, rat race on the paper chase, mainstream garbage on the airways, I'm not inspired by, beloved brother, banking barriers, banking billions. Embracing brilliance, laws abided by hood politics, peace be stillness, conspiracy theory, decipher synthetic, artificial replicas from the realness. They on other structure, they resist it. Iceberg slim type chillness, my demeanor pimping. Any claim to remain strong, time attested. Trying to talk down the young and lift the howl for Percocets with a drum on the Nina pointed at the crowd with lethal methods. Dumping reckless, the message.
That's what it is.
Through savage recession, survival of errors, my legacy destined. Black excellent present, they easily threaten the sight of progression. Rebuking the message, ignoring the blessing. On 10-8 in prison, they dump enough reckless. Throwing rocks to prison, penitentiary, chance the judicial system. Ethnic cleansing the sight of advancement, they try to block the exit. Tragic, the saddest thing in life is wasted talent through skill and a little psychology can make it out, possibly it's all about timing, first they love you then they hate you from shining, love to give you roses, life battles through through life's chapter. I'm my strongest soldier to your town. I bring terror like a Blackstone, Ranger, Titanic, Apache. We're comb in the sand, emblem of the seven, knocking on heaven's door, kicking rats and park poster intercession. Breathe a breath of Machiavelli spirit, silent but deadly, like a silencer on the missile. From Genesis to the revelation of what I've been through, no hesitation to pull it. Intellectual violence, botched the Temple assassination of the truest. Illinois, minded.
A product of West Norman, one of Henderson's boys. Frequent changes in environment had me tucking them toys. The best offense is a great defense. Consequences, Chicago hoods, projects are relentless. Move where it makes sense, swing for the fence. A long run's a short run, dollars and cents. Somebody tell me the difference between the grave and the ditch. The trap in the trench, your man in a bitch. One's a dead man walking like a knowledge of self. The other's moving off emotions, he's a danger to himself. Trapped in a mind state that's in the sealer's own fate. Quick to dare to connect, the ultimate disrespect. Russian roulette, talent tailor made a silhouette. The land of Lincoln, high taxes, minimal thinking. Jail, commissary, and bars, that ain't a weekend. Symbolic tats and tears, suppressing like years. Stack the lost time, you always free in your mind.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. From Genesis to the revelation of what I've been through, no hesitation to pull it. Intellectual violence, botched attempt assassination of the truest. Illinois minded. Short temperament, youngins blow you down. Finesse and error 2020 for 8 racks, I give you 20. That's a hustle, crabs in a barrel, day-to-day struggle. If I spit it for the mind, they criticize, telling garbage artists that they dope. All eyes downplay my skill set like I ain't sick with it. Expand your mind past the block and find I've been a spitter. Whether you drillin' or swag it out, love and respect, my lane is tradition. Intellect, complex, composition, my only competition. Reflection in the mirror, y'all still playing checkers, they killing kids in Africa, vaccines, poisons, and injections. Play the role of gangster, to 12 get ya. Interrogated, hour 48, snitching and confession. Decapitated heads from these street organizations, scattered into different factions. COVID team from COVID distraction from election. I got enough lit to send you back to the essence. Earth you and birth you in the same scripture blessings. Little minds be defiant. They say they want the smoke till they see the fire poking at a sleeper giant. My skill tight like a concealed weapon. Acapella with a mic revealing my possession. When I open fire, the Messiah tried to save these atheists. Non-believers still crucify them, deny it. Black Jesus swinging knuckles at Lucifer, busting shots at the Reaper. Necessary evils, not your typical rapper. Chicago psyche, tapping my inner savage.
That was Pape G with Pitching Pennies, Illinois Minded, featuring me, Rodas, and Inner Savage. All these songs are available on YouTube, so y'all go to YouTube and run Pape G up. Small business owners needing administrative services, individuals needing a resume, veterans needing assistance completing disability claim forms, and anyone needing a mobile notary. Give my admin friend a call at 773-349-2779 or check out our website, www.myadminfriend.com. That's www.myadminfriend.com. Welcome to Riders Live. I am your host, Riders. Today, I sit down with the host of Conversations with Lamp, the Joe Rogan, the Larry King, the Walter Cronkite of podcasting. Introduce yourself to the listeners of Riders Live and tell the people a little bit about your platform, sir.
Hey, the intro kind of threw me off. I appreciate the compliments.
And also, thank you, man, for inviting me to your platform. I'm truly honored. My name is James Lampkin. I host the podcast Conversations with Lamp. It's a interview style podcast, and it's available on SoundCloud and Apple Podcasts.
That's what's up. That's one of the things that I really noticed right off the bat. It's like exclusive to me, in my opinion. It's bad being exclusive to SoundCloud and Apple Podcasts. It's just more where the listeners could get honed in to your show. Is there any particular reason why you got it set up like that?
Nah, it was the way my cousin did it. He do all my edits and uploads, and it was easy for him. So I was like, man, whatever, easy. I knew I wanted to be on Apple, and SoundCloud is the host, so it's just those two. But I'm looking to get on Spotify because that's like where a lot of the podcasts go. So I'm also going to get on Spotify soon.
Okay, because when I looked on Spotify, I wasn't upset, but I was mad. I was big mad, like, yo, where he at?
And you know what? That's one of the reasons why I need to get on Spotify, because shout out to Rosie Perspective. She was like, why are you not on Spotify? She was like, I'll listen to your podcast, but I need it on Spotify. So I was like, you know what? If she's saying that, it's probably other people saying that. So I need to get on Spotify.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. And shout out to the Rosie Perspective, because I listen to her show too on the low. She got some real good content, and she's just a straight shooter. So I really like that about her. So shout out to the Rosie Perspective again. So how did you get into podcasting, sir? Where you from?
Well, I'm from Capitol Heights, Maryland. That's like literally you could throw a rock from Capitol Heights and it'll land in DC, but you know, I'm from Capitol Heights, so I have to claim Capitol Heights. I got into podcasting basically because, man, I just love talking to people. I love hearing people's stories. So I said, you know what, it'll be a good way to sit down, get to interact with so many people. Like I get to, like, just in my travels, I've met so many brilliant people, and I just wanted to get them a platform to share their stories.
That's what's up, because one thing that I noticed right off the rip, I'm like, he's very selective with his guests. So I was like, these not the normal people. Like, my show is about hip-hop, urban culture, and entrepreneurs. So I get some professionals on my show. But when I listened to your show, I was like, wow, it's so diverse. You know, it's people from all walks of life.
Yeah, and I honestly, a lot of the people I'll say this. I would say probably about at least 60% of the people I've met on social media. I'll reach out, you know, I'll follow their page, I'll reach out to them, and they'll say, yeah. So I hit that record button and we go.
Yeah, that's one of my mottos, being a rapper. Just hit record.
I've started to think about my podcast like that. Like, I just want to put out material. Like, you know, I can't say every interview I've done has been great, but you know, I feel like I've done enough great work where I can kind of pick and choose what I really want to get behind. But I'm very pleased with what I've been putting out, and I'm looking forward to putting out even better episodes. Like I set the bar pretty high for myself, and I'm looking to raise it even more. So I'm excited about what I got coming up.
I'm excited too. Not only did you set the bar high for yourself, you set the bar high for up and coming podcasters like myself. So for me, it'll be a bullet, which is a year. January 1st, it'll be a bullet for me.
Oh, okay. Is that a military term?
It's a street term, a military term. So, yeah, it'll be a bullet for me.
But I've never heard that one.
It seems like I've been doing it forever.
You know? How long you been doing it?
It'll be a year.
Oh yeah, damn, you did just say that. See, look, let me real quick, and see, that's one of the good things about being on this side of the conversation, where I'm just answering questions. I don't have to listen as intently as I do when I'm giving the questions, because I have to make sure that I'm able to build off of everything they say. So yeah, you just said it, but I'm so relaxed. I'm like, damn, yeah, he did just say that.
Yeah, I'm trying to ease it up for you, because like you like Muhammad Ali when you interviewing people.
Man, look, so that's why I say this part is fun, man. I enjoy this part even more than the interview part, because I could just relax and just listen and have fun, and like depending on, you know, who podcast it is, like, you know, I could crack jokes, I could be funny, I could talk sports, just do whatever I want to do. But on my podcast, you know, it's not set up that way. It's solely about the guests. So I have to be, you know, I got to be locked in. I got to make sure that I'm giving them the correct questions, and I got to make sure that I'm able to keep the conversation going.
Exactly. So one thing that I wanted to do is I wanted you to get a little break. You know what I'm saying? I know everybody is tuned in to your podcast. I know that I am.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
And I wanted to kind of familiarize everybody to you as just Lamp instead of Conversations with Lamp. Because you like a stormtrooper up in there, like, let me ask you that. But it's so smooth. Don't get it twisted. It's so smooth. People, all my people that's listening that's from the Chicago area, Lamp is like Doug Banks, Tom Joyner, Herb Kent. These are prominent radio show hosts and announcers in the Chicago market. So that's what you are in the podcast arena. Like, you got your own lane. You understand what I'm saying? And you definitely, you know, stand out from the pack. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted you on here. And then I wanted the people to get to know you better. But I wanted to be Lamp without fighting for the title or being on the back end of those very poignant questions.
I appreciate it, man. And it means a lot when I hear you and others say, you know, how much they like the show and, you know, their opinion of me. So trust me, man, I'm honored that, you know, that you would actually put that out there in the universe, how you feel, man. It's really an honor.
That's what's up. One of my best friends in the Marines, he was from Baltimore. He went to this school called Lincoln for high school.
Yeah, I heard of Lincoln.
He could hoop. I could hoop too, but we clicked from playing basketball. So we was in this basketball tournament. That's how you say it, tournament on the shirt. And it was like 64 teams. And I think our average height was like 6'1", but we made it all the way to the end out of all 64 teams, one and done, and we won. So one thing that I noticed about Baltimore people, they more hospitable, but they similar to New York, but they just more hospitable. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, Baltimore so, a little different.
Yeah, it is a little different. Like, I went home with them one weekend and I was like, wow, you know. It was like a shock, you know. I'm from the city and I thought I seen everything until I went home with them. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. It's Baltimore. I'm probably about 50 miles from Baltimore. So I lived there for maybe 8-9 months. But, you know, because of the close proximity of that DC, I'm familiar with Baltimore culture.
Oh, okay. Well, it was definitely a lot going on, but I told him, like, hey, I don't want to be around this.
Nah, you don't want to just be hanging around Baltimore for no reason.
Exactly. So how did you start a podcast? What was you thinking when you started your podcast? Walk me through it.
Well, the main thing was just to... The main thing I wanted to do was just make sure that I got the right guest, making sure like the guests that I get, we could have a good interaction. We got a good rapport. And I wanted them to just be able to tell their story. Like, it's I like to look at my podcast as like their autobiography. It's like them getting to tell their story. We always get a chance to hear people when they're famous, like, you know, when they've made it, you know, to the level of success, like that high level success where everybody knows them. And I kind of, my platform focuses on getting, you know, getting people that not necessarily everybody knows, like, you know, they have a great story, you know, they have an interesting journey, but because they don't have a large following, not too many people know about it. Now, that's not to say that I won't have anybody with a large following on my podcast, because I will. I definitely, and I'm looking to do that more next year, and just, you know, just but networking and meeting different people. And that's the thing people have to realize too, that people that I've had on my podcast have led me to other people. So it's just like continuous networking. Like, this interview got me this interview. Like, just, I just keep building off of each interview.
Exactly. Like I cut hair too. I'm a teacher. I cut hair. I do rap. One thing about being a barber, the most important thing is, far as promotion, is a good client, good lineup, good shave and everything. You know what I'm saying? So when I get a new client, after I lace them, I say, hey, you know, just refer me to Fab, you know, bring Fab people to me. Your next haircut is free. And then, you know, that's how I built up my clientele. And you could use that in podcasting. And I understand that concept very well.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about sharing light. So what would your story be? What is your story for the listeners? Like, if I was to ask Lamp, hey, what's your story?
Man, that's a good question. I would say right now I'm starting to understand more who I am as a person, like what my purpose is, what my role is. In my earlier years, I would say that I probably wasted a lot of my potential because I could have went to college. I did go to college for maybe a semester and a half. But I didn't take it as serious as I should have, because school just wasn't really as interesting anymore. Like, when I was coming up, like, I think the hardest part for me was I had to come to the realization that I didn't work hard enough in school. Like, I did my best when school was easy. Like, I didn't have to study. And then when I had to study, I didn't have the right techniques. I didn't know. I wasn't a good student when I needed to put the work in. So that's the part of my journey that I'm not the happiest about. But as I've gotten older, again, I'm just starting to understand more who I am, my purpose, just like to elevate people. Like, that's my big thing. I just like to help other people. Like, I look at myself as like a person who elevates others. Like, I want you to be in a better place when you meet me. Like, just us interacting has made you a better person. So that's what my goal is.
Right. So I notice a lot of people, they use this term so lightly, and I don't even think, and sometimes maybe I'm hard or maybe I'm just too critical, they always want to say they the plug, they the plug, they the plug. No, you just exonerating your damn self. That's all you're doing.
I'm
exonerating yourself. So
yeah, I don't use it because I know who I am in reality. Like, I wouldn't call myself the plug. I mean, you know, if you come to me, you know, if you come to me and there's a way that I can help you, I'll be more than happy to help you. Like, there's some people I know. There's some people I know. There has been connections that I've helped create, but calling myself the plug, nah. It's
nah. So let me just break this down right quick. You, the work that you do, the type of person you are, and I could see it from listening to your episodes and everything. We will coin this phrase, the outlet. You understand? You cannot get no power without the outlet. The plug cannot work without the outlet. You understand what I'm saying? And I notice on your platform, you give a lot of people outlets to express who they are and for the world to get to know them better. Like, your superpower is to enhance others, like you just mentioned. You understand?
I like that term.
Yeah, so we go the outlet.
I like that.
Dropping gems, jewels, and treasures on your show, whether you know it or not. Because everybody, they look at the world through different lenses. So if somebody listened to this episode, they'd be like, ah, Rodas, blah, 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 blah. But the guest, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They know what they're going to get from the show. But, you know, like, you help people, that is a good thing. And a lot of times, people don't want to reciprocate that same energy. But it's not something that you look for. It's just something that balances itself out naturally.
Yeah.
You understand? So yep. When I said the plug, I really didn't mean anybody in the podcast community. More so just social media. You understand?
Yeah, trust me. I know what you mean. It's not just podcasting. People think, you know, that they, you know, the plug, you know, everything go through them. And it's like, nah, man, there's other ways. There's other ways to achieve what we're looking for without you. So
exactly. Like, the world's too big, you know, and then it's just as simple as asking a question. Like, I never would have thought that I could have you on my show, but I'm appreciated that you accepted the honor, sir.
So what? Hold on. Let's start. Why would you think that?
Okay, so I like podcasts, right? I do. Your show is like going to Ruth Chris or something. You understand what I'm saying? You go occasionally. I listen all the time, but I can only get to that destination sometimes because I got so many other things to do. So it's good to treat yourself. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I got you.
So I said, you know what? I'm going to try to treat myself to this interview. Let me just reach out. And that's what I did. And I appreciate it.
Listen, man, I'm I really don't know how to respond to that, because first it's like I'm honored, but I don't want people to feel that way. You know what I'm saying? And the reason I don't want people to feel that way is because I reach out to people so much. Like, I don't care who it is. Like, it could be a person with a million followers. Yeah, I'll shoot my shot. I mean, will they see it? Probably not, but I don't know. Maybe they will. So I don't ever want people to look at me like, oh man, he hard to work with. Like, or I don't know if I could get an interview with him. Like, we all in the same community. So it's like, you know, I rely on guests the same way you rely on guests. So anybody that reach out to me, like, I think I can't really count how many podcasts I've been on, maybe like four or five, but everybody that's reached out to me, I've said yes. And the only way I would say no, if it's just something just crazy, like, you know, it's something just that I just don't agree with. Like, I don't do politics and I don't do religion. So a podcast like that, I wouldn't do. But other than that, nah.
I understand. And another thing that sets you apart from a lot of podcasts is you just do you. And sometimes, you know, originality is all that you need. And that's what makes your show stand out, in my opinion. I'm like, wow, he don't really be talking about everything that's trendy. And I like that. Like, even when I listen to music, I like to listen to stuff that's different. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're not following any trends. You're a trendsetter or a trailblazer, my bad.
It's, and again, man, I said, I'm so honored that you have this opinion, man. It's like, it's really humbling, because, you know, that's what I sit down to do. I just want people to listen. Like, I'll be completely honest. There has been times where I look at how many listens I got and it may discourage me, but then I had to remember, like, you know, it's a process, and you just have to keep building. Because I'll be honest, there's been times like I've had conversations with people, you know, that's close to me, and I respect their opinion, and like, hey, you should talk about this more, you should talk about that more, and it just doesn't excite me. Like, you know, when you listen to a lot of podcasts, there's a lot of, you know, relationships, and that's the big thing, relationships. And, you know, I've been married 18 years, so I definitely could provide perspective on it, but it's just, it's so many people talk about it, and I don't really want to be that person that's doing like clickbait stuff, because I've done it, but I only do it, but I like doing it. I like doing like clickbait on my guests, because I want you to tune in and I want you to get the whole picture, because sometimes, not sometimes, pretty much all the time, the clip doesn't tell you the whole point of the conversation. So what I hope is when people hear the clip, they want to listen to more of the episode. That's what I'm aiming to do. But when you do these relationship podcasts, like, I don't think a lot of people realize how divisive they are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because when you listen to a lot of these podcasts, it's usually men against women. We're getting pitted against each other. And I'm not like that. Like, I'm my goal is to bring us together. Like, I love my people. Like, I'm not one of these people who walking around screaming black power and all that stuff. But man, listen, you're not gonna find nobody that love their people more than me. So I don't want to do anything that's going to bring us further apart. Like, I'm trying to bring us closer together. So I don't really like talking about relationships, because people really only want to listen to whatever validates their opinion. When it comes to relationships, that's my opinion. People really just want to be validated for what they feel. So that's why I typically stay away from those.
Right. I've done episodes about relationships, but I did it from the male perspective and female perspective. And I also had somebody on here to discuss it with me. So it just wouldn't be coming from no anal point of view. Mm-hmm. I'm married, and my relationship is fine. Just like with music, you know, somebody was like, hey, I want you to jump on this song. It's talking about these hating on that. I'm like, look, I don't want to do that. I'm in a good space. I don't want to do that. You know, do you
have something? You got to feel right. So,
as far as relationships go, people, they don't understand the amount of work that it takes to sustain a relationship. You constantly working. A relationship shouldn't feel like you in jail. You shouldn't have to come in your house and be looking all around and, oh, I don't want to piss this person off. Look, pay attention to your spouse, respect them, and just be natural. I couldn't see myself living in a situation where it just went all good for us as one, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we ain't going to talk about relationships. So when Conversations with Lamp was birthed, how did you just say, hey, I'm going to do a podcast. It's going to be an interviewing podcast. I'm going to interview these people. What is something that just made you say, hey, I'm going to do this?
It's just something I'm really passionate about. I really wanted, so when I first started, I really wanted more back and forth, to be honest. Right. Like you mentioned Joe Rogan in the beginning. Right. And I love Joe Rogan podcast. I haven't listened to it a lot lately, but I'm still a huge fan of it. Right. If you notice, Joe Rogan gets to talk a lot to his guests. I do it. So I'm not going to say I never do, but the key thing for me is to make sure my guest is the star. Like, that for me, that's my sole mission. They have to be the star of the show, not me. I'm just the platform. Like, when you come to me, you're going to be the star. I'm just here to make you look good. There's times where I had to talk more on certain episodes just to make that person look even better. So I wanted it to be more back and forth, but when, as I started recording more, I realized that I wanted it to be more about my guests. So that's why I don't talk as much on the podcast. So, and it's just, I just like it that way. I just really like the person to be the star, not me.
Right. So I'm going to tell you, Lamp, like, I don't know if you know this, but as a podcaster, as an interviewer, you do an excellent job of having your guests talk. And if you have your guests talk, you are doing your job. Like, I feel like I'm talking too much, but I am having a conversation with the maestro. So I'm just hollering at you so that people can listen. But you do an excellent job getting your guests to talk. And if your guest is talking, you won.
Yeah. And the reason that my guests talk is because I truly believe in energy and purpose, right?
Yeah.
So if you giving off the energy that, hey, this is about you, I want this to be about you, they're going to appreciate that. And they're going to make the show about them. Because again, that's what it's about. It's not about me. I've said this on other platforms. My podcast is not about me. If you want to hear my perspective, just invite me to your podcast. And I'm more than happy to give it. Like, I'm pretty good at talking about pretty much anything, sports, relationships, music, everything. Like, I like a lot of things, but my platform is not for that. If you want to hear my opinion on music, invite me to your podcast. And we can talk music for an hour. You want to hear my part? I love sports. Like, I'm a huge sports fan. Like, that consumes a lot of my day. So if you want to hear my perspective on boxing, UFC, basketball, football being my favorite. And I know you're a Steelers fan and I'm a Cowboys fan. So I'm surprised we're having this great rapport, but that's another that's another topic.
No, I'm gonna mess up the show now.
But yeah, that's my thing, man. Just, you know, when you want to hear from me, just, you know, just reach out to me, ask me my perspective, and I'll be more than happy to give it because I love to talk.
That's what's up. I'm surprised. You got an excellent radio voice. Has anybody reached out to you about doing radio?
Not yet.
Wow, that's crazy.
But that's the thing. I haven't. I'm just getting out there. I just started recording 2018. So, and it wasn't early 2018. It was like, I recorded my first episode like in June. I can't remember the exact date, but it was June 2018. And then I recorded another episode, like in August 2018. Then I had like a break that I didn't really want to take because I couldn't get guests in person. So that's the reason I went to Zoom, actually. Like, I, like, while everybody just started doing Zoom because of the pandemic, I was doing Zoom since 2018, like late 2018, because that was the only way I can get my guests. It's hard enough to get them on Zoom. So trying to get on the same schedule as a working adult in person, man, it was damn near impossible. So one of my old teachers recommended Zoom. I never heard of it. That's how I've been getting my guests, man. I love Zoom.
I love Zoom too. Like, early starting out, I was having technical difficulties, but people, they wasn't trying to help me out. Like, podcasters that I know and that I looked up to in high regards, nobody that we know, they was not trying to help. And I was like, wow, I really got to figure this out. Let me go to YouTube University. Let me go to YouTube University and figure this out. And that's what I did. And I'm a very big advocate of Zoom as well. And I noticed you was talking about school. I don't want to be bouncing around, but one thing about the school thing, you got to be challenged. Like, I'm a teacher. That's my day job.
Oh, okay.
And you have to do things to pique the interest of the children. Like, a lot of people don't know, it's so many teachers that creep through the cracks. you know, and I know, the kids know, but as a kid, you want somebody who is paying attention. Y'all share things in common, that you relatable and you approachable as a teacher. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So you could get them involved. Similar with podcasting, but I love podcasting. I feel that it's therapeutic.
So, yeah, it definitely is. Yep.
Let's talk about sports. What's your top five basketball? Your starting five, dead or alive, by position?
Oh, by position?
Like point guard, shooting guard, center, small forward, power forward. What's your all top right. five?
So let me go easiest, because let me do it the easiest way. Center, Olajuwon. Power forward. Power forward. Damn. There's so many to choose from. Do they have to play power forward, or I can make them a power forward?
You can make them a power forward. It's your five that you're gonna put out on the court, you know.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Okay, let me start over. Center, Olajuwon. Power forward, Garnett. Small forward, Durant. Two guard. Kobe. Point guard. I'm going to go with Jason Kidd.
Yeah, that's a good team. It's a lot of length out there on the court, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I like that five right there. Mm-hmm.
I like that one, too.
Okay. So what's popping? Like, what can people expect from future episodes of Conversation with Lamp?
I'm looking to get some big guests in 2022, like guests that the world will know. That's my goal. I still wanna have the guests that you know that may only had 2,000 or 3,000 followers, but I also want to get the guests that you know millions of people know, and I'm working on that this year. I'm working on that, and I feel real comfortable that. You know what? I'm going to claim it. I'm going to have a guest this year that everybody knows. Like, you don't even have to think, you'll know the person. So I'm going to have a guest, or I may have multiple guests like that in 2022, but I know for a fact I'm going to have one. I'm working on it, and it's going to happen. Just raising the bar, man. I'm grateful for the admiration that I received. And I'm just looking to keep that momentum going. And I just want to raise the bar even more. So, and I also want to do more solo episodes. That's something that I've been, you know, trying to tackle more, you know, just being by myself. Cause there's some things that I really do want to talk about. And I don't know if having a guest would help me get it out the way I want to get it out. So I'm going to do more solo episodes by myself. So that's the big things that I'm working on for the next year.
You will be surprised how many people would like to hear a Conversations with Lamp solo episode. You understand?
Yeah, I've done like, let me see. How many have I done so far? I think I've done three, maybe four. Because it's hard, man. It's hard to talk to yourself.
You know what?
So hard.
Man, I'm going to tell so you, hard. You know, especially when, you know, you're a podcaster and you're an interviewer of your caliber. I could see where you're coming from with that. Like, one thing that I noticed, like, about the solo episodes that I do, people, they really tune in. Maybe because I do have guests, they want to see what I'm talking about. You understand?
Yeah.
So you got good listenership. So they gonna be tuned, they gonna be honed in to check check out your solo episodes. I know I am.
Yeah, I'm looking to do. I have some, like I said, I have some topics that I really want to talk about. Just me. Somebody made a good point. They was like, well, you have to get a listeners more of yourself. And I'm like, okay, I can do that. So that's why I'm trying. Like, that's why I'm always on it when somebody like yourself reaches out to me to be on their platform, because it gives people a chance to get to know more about me. So that's why I'm really grateful for you giving me the opportunities to talk about myself more. So thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime. So is there something that the people don't know about James Lampkin that they'd be surprised about? Tell us something that somebody wouldn't know about you that they'd be surprised.
So I don't know if they'll be surprised, but I'm actually pretty funny.
Okay.
I'm actually pretty funny. I don't want to toot my own horn, but I'm actually pretty funny. Like, I have a really good sense of humor. Like, it's always funny to me, like, how people take me so serious, because I'm not serious at all. It's just my podcast is serious, but man, I'm not serious at all. Like, I love to laugh. I love to joke. Now, I'm not a big meme share. I hate sharing memes. I'll laugh at some people's, but I'm not a big meme share. Like, but, you know, if you've ever caught me on somebody live, I'm always like cracking jokes and having fun with people on their live, like in the comment section. Like, if they're doing a live and they just saying stuff, I'll just like chime in with my little humor or something just to have fun. So that's the thing. I think people don't realize how much fun I like to have, which I hope change. Like, I'm always I'm always secretly hoping somebody invite me on one of those, like, those crazy podcasts, one of the most ratchet ones, so I could just have fun, man, and just show a different side. So
that's what's up, because I seen you in the comments a couple of times. I'm like, damn, did somebody hack Lamp shit?
Yeah, that's what I said. It's like you have to have different dimensions to what you're doing. Like, you know, on some of my episodes, I've been able to laugh and joke with my guests, especially the ones that I really know. Like, I've had some good brothers that I know, we grew up together, so I know what to say to them. They know what to say to me, so we can just have fun and joke around and laugh. But the ones where, you know, where somebody they're trying to get a point across, then, you know, I have to be more serious and I have to be more, you know, tuned in, so I can make sure that they get what they need to, you know, they can say what they need to say. So, but if you're a comedian or something, we need to joke. Yeah, we could do that too. So
that's what's up. I got a couple of comedians for you if you're looking for them, like for interviews, like celebrity comedians.
I'm gonna tell you, I've had comedians on my podcast, but I didn't. But the thing was, it's not that they wasn't funny. It was just I wanted people to see a different side of them.
Like, right, you kind of want to humanize them out of their element, right?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. But I, you know, if they wanted to be funny, by all means, like, just be yourself. But that's one of the things that I like to do with my podcast. Like, if you a person, I'll use Ken for example, Big Smash from Bet the House. I told him
you cannot say Bet the House on this podcast. No.
I told him, I was like, you know, I was like, man, I don't know if you're gonna really be a good fit. I'm not sure if we can make this work. And I watched him on a live one day. It was like he was more serious. He wasn't his usual self. And I was like, you know what? All right, I see where we could take the podcast. So we sat down, we did an episode. I thought it was really good. I just wanted to challenge myself to let people see a different side of him. So I enjoyed that one. I enjoyed that one actually.
That's one of the things that I try to do sometimes as well. Because you really can't judge a book by its cover. Like I love Big Smash. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of podcasts that I like, you know. If you ever stop podcasting, at what point would you say this is good enough? Like your body of work. Like if you ended your podcasting career, what would make you say, hey, I did this good enough?
Nothing.
That's what I'm talking about, brother. Nothing. That's what like, I'm talking about.
It's like I'm truly passionate about it. Like even when I see people say they taking a break. Now the break thing, when I see people say they taking a break, I'm always wondering why they're taking a break. Is it because they don't want to? Is it because they don't want to record, or is it because they don't want to do the editing and the work after the episode? Because if that's the case, I understand the break. But if it's just you're tired of talking to people or you're tired of putting out content, that's a little different. And one of the things that has helped me with the podcast is I don't do any of that stuff. I don't do edits. I don't do none of that. I have my cousin does it for me, and shout out to him, John Scott. I call him JP. That's my brother, really, but we cousins by relation, but he's really my brother. So he does all my edits, and also my other brother too. He's my cousin, but he's like a brother too. His name is Edwin. He does editing for me too. Like I don't do any of that stuff because I don't want to do anything that's going to take away from my passion for recording. So I don't do any of that stuff. And I think more people have to do that. If you really want to, you know, if you really want to be serious about podcasting and what you're doing, you have to make sure you have to make sure that you're consistent. And what can make you inconsistent is not wanting to do it. And it's not that you don't want to sit down and do the episodes with the guests. It's just you don't want to do the editing. You don't want to do that's the hardest part, the editing. And that's why I don't even touch it. Like my cousins, they're excellent at that. They're audio people. So it's like, look, you know, they'll handle that. And then even with the visuals, I don't have visuals because I am looking to start adding visuals to the podcast. But one of the reasons I don't have visuals because when I do record with the person, sometimes they just home.
Right. They're comfortable. Right.
Yeah. And then, you know, with women, you know, if they know they're going to be on camera, they want to make sure they got their makeup on. They want to make sure their hair done. So, you know, they may be worried about what they look like. And it's like, I don't want you to worry about that. I want you to just focus on this content. So that's one of the reasons that I don't use the camera either, but I'm going to start using more visuals because they, you know, it's, you have to be able to provide your guests with everything, audio, visual, everything. So that's, I'm going to add it to the podcast.
That's what's up. Like we chilling right now, you see it, you know,
mm-hmm.
Like we chilling. So that's what's good. I'm glad that you feel comfortable. Like, I took a break. I took a break from January 1st to January 14th. January 14th, that's when my season 3 kicked off.
Okay.
So, but in between, I had bonus episodes, right? Just to keep the people engaged. Just to let them know, if it ain't good or if I don't feel that it's good for my listeners, it's not coming out, period.
Yeah.
So it ain't like, oh, here's a little throwaway episode about this. Here's a little throwaway episode for that, just to have it. No, you have to be honest with the people. You got to let them know, hey, look, I'll be back, this, that, and the other, yada, yada. I agree with you as far as the editing. Like relationships, I noticed that you said you're funny. People don't know that the key to longevity in relationships is you have to have a sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with your significant other, like my wife, they funny. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
They funny. So, and you got to laugh. You can't be uptight all the time. Where's the fun in that?
Yeah, I'm never this serious. So that's why I'm always laughing when people think I'm serious, man, because I'm not.
It's like you got a joke on them that they don't know about.
Yeah.
So that's what's up. So have you ever been nervous about interviewing anybody?
Nervous? Not really nervous. The interview I did with Quincy Carter, I was more anxious. I wasn't really nervous because I told you I'm a huge Cowboys fan. So I was just, you never want to talk about something until it's happening. So I was just anxious for him to show up and actually get it recorded. And the crazy part was before we did it, he ran into some traffic or something. So he was late. I was like, oh man. I was like, damn, I hope we get to record. But he just ran into some traffic and he got home like 30 minutes later. So we recorded it like 30 minutes later. So it wasn't no big deal. That's the hardest part, man. Just waiting for your guests to get there and hoping everything go right. And, you got good Wi-Fi. There's no interruptions. That's really the nervous part for me. The talking to the person, I'm good on that. Like, once we hit record, I'm good. So I'm not nervous, but I'm always anxious just to get the person in the room, in the Zoom meeting, and we're actually hitting the record button and talking.
Yeah, that's my motto. Especially, I do music. That's my motto. Hit record.
Yep.
Forget everything else, hit record. But people don't understand a lot of the work that goes on behind the scenes with the podcast. It is a level of preparation, but I don't send the people that I interview questions or anything like that. Because yeah, I want everything to be authentic. And then, I want to catch them off guard. I want to catch them at a vulnerable point in some type of capacity, not to embarrass them, but to just bring out the best of my guests.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. And I think that'll surprise people too. I don't do a lot of prep. Now I do a lot of on your page, I study your page. I study what you're strong at on your page, what you like to talk about, things like that. But prepping for the interview, not really, because it's just like it doesn't come off natural for if I'm already prepared and I know what questions I'm gonna ask. Like I know in my mind what we want to talk about, but I don't, I don't choose to disclose it to the guests. It's like, look, we have to, just trust that I'm gonna bring the best out of you. And that's why I always tell my guests, hey, go listen to an episode. Like, don't just say, hey, I'm gonna do it. Go listen to an episode so you know, like, hey, I know what I'm doing. Like, I'm not gonna just sit here and ask you crazy questions. Like, because I think that's what a lot of people fear is that you're just gonna ask them something that they don't wanna answer. So you always wanna ask them, hey, is there anything you don't wanna talk about? But you can easily get around that by just staying on topic of what you know they're strong about and just kind of mix it up.
Right. Now, I didn't know that you had a sense of humor, but you're gonna be one of the first guests. Well, you are actually the first male guest to play this game. It's called Smash, meaning that you'll knock them down, you'll smash them, right?
Okay.
Pass, mean you'll pass them to one of your homeboys, right?
Okay.
And dash meaning that you don't want to be bothered with them at all. You just going busting a U-turn on their ass.
Smash, dash, and pass. No, right?
Smash meaning you, man, I gotta smash her.
Okay.
Pass meaning I pass her to one of the homies. And dash meaning like I don't want to be bothered. I'm running the other way.
Okay, I got you.
All right, you got it?
Yep.
Okay, first, Kim Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian, and Blac Chyna. Since you mentioned ratchets, these are the three ratchets right here. Kim Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian, Blac Chyna. Who you smashing, who you passing, who you dashing on?
Man, that this one too easy. I'm dashing on all three of them. So you got three more. Those is too easy.
Okay. Jada Pinkett Smith, Nia Long, and Stacey Dash.
Jada Pinkett Dash, Stacey Dash. Dash, and who was the other one?
No, you have to smash one of them. You gotta
wait. Minute, I know, but who was it? Was three? Hold on, give me the three again.
Jada Pinkett, Nia Long, and Stacey Dash.
So Nia Long would be the smash.
Okay. Okay, and who you passing? Who you passing to one of the homies?
Oh, I gotta pass. I have to pass one.
You gotta smash one. You gotta pass one. You gotta dash one.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right. All right. So, okay. We're gonna do this. I'm gonna do this one and then we're gonna go back to the other one.
Okay.
All right. So smash Nia Long. I'm a pass Stacey Dash, and I'm a dash on Jada.
That's what's up.
And then for the Kardashians, let's see. Who was it? It was Kim Kardashian?
Khloe right? Kardashian and Blac Chyna.
Okay. Kim Kardashian, smash. Khloe Kardashian, pass. And Blac Chyna, dash. And the only reason Kim Kardashian, because you got money, so I might get something out the deal.
Hey, it's nothing wrong with thinking with your head, brother. It's nothing wrong with thinking with your head.
Wait a minute, which head are we talking about?
A man. Okay. Is a terrible thing to wait.
All right, just checking.
Okay, the last one. Garcelle Boudreaux from The Jamie Foxx Show.
Okay.
Angela Bassett. And okay. Chili from TLC.
Damn, this is a tough one. Fuck. Damn. And I gotta do one for all of them, right?
Yeah, you gotta smash one, pass one, and dash on one.
Damn, if I had the choice, probably that would have been an easy smash for all three, but
it's never gonna be that easy.
Let's see. You said Angela Bassett.
Garcelle from The Jamie Foxx Show.
Uh-huh.
And Chili.
All right, damn. Chili kind of crazy. So she got a little crazy side to her. Damn, I would dash on her.
Okay.
No, you know what? Out of respect, I'm a dash on Angela Bassett, out of respect, because she is married. So out of respect, I'm going to dash on her.
Okay.
I'm going to pass the one from Jamie Foxx. I'm going to pass her.
Okay.
And I'll go ahead and smash Chili, because I always had a crush on Chili. So
hey, who didn't?
Right. I had more of a crush on her than I did the one from Jamie Foxx, so...
Okay, that's what's up, Lon. So, is there anything you would like to leave with the listeners of Rodas Live?
Just I'm looking forward to the next upcoming year. Tune in. If you've enjoyed my guest so far, I think you'll enjoy the ones that I have coming up even more. Like I said earlier, I'm looking to raise the bar, and this year is going to be really exciting for me. So I'm looking forward to it.
Where can they find your show again for the people who might have tapped in late?
You can find the show. Well, first of all, you can follow me on social media. You can follow me on Instagram at conversations_with_lamp. I'm also on Facebook, Conversations with Lamp. And the podcast is on Apple Podcasts and SoundCloud.
That's what's up. So we dropping the mic on Writer's Lab today. It was a pleasure having you, James Lampkin, a.k.a. Conversations with Lamp, a.k.a. Larry King, a.k.a. The Man.
I appreciate you, man. And like I said in the beginning, I'm really humbled and honored by your opinion of me and my show, man. It really means a lot, and I'm truly grateful for you inviting me to your platform. So thanks again.
No doubt. Hopefully this won't be the last time.
In the same way you reached out that time, you can reach out again.
Okay, that's what's up. Hey, this has been another episode of Writer's Live. We're kicking it off. Jewels, gems, and treasure. One.